I heard some vigorous claps, and I heard, yeah, the Lord's worthy to be clapped to, isn't he? Yeah. Bible says, clap your hands, all you people. So when we do it, let's do it with zeal and vigor. But it's good to be back and good to have you here this morning. We're reading through the Psalms. We do that every Sunday, and we're up to Psalm 149. And so if you want to follow on the screen above or if you have your Bible, and this is one of the last, and actually Psalm 150 is the last, but it's called a hallelujah psalm because hallelujah, or praise the Lord, is in the beginning and at the end. And this is a song about singing a new song because we're a new creation, or we're a new creature in Christ. We have a new heart. And it's sung at the coming of the Lord and will probably be sung during the millennial reign, but also with us, because the Lord has come into our hearts. And so, really, in the millennial reign, wickedness will be put down and righteousness will reign. So it's a great psalm. So why don't you follow along as I read in Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise his name with a dance. Let them sing praises to him with a timbrel and harp. Let the Lord take pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. I'm going to have Stacy come on up and open for us in a word of prayer.
Good morning, family. Sorry. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful this morning. As Pastor Bill said back there as we were praying, what a awesome to be able to come and to greet and meet one another and to come together as a family, Lord. And this morning we get to come as your family, Lord, and we get to praise your name. And we get to lift up worship and songs and spiritual songs and hymns to you this morning, Lord. And we get to feel your grace and your mercy and your love all around us and upon us and even within us, Lord. What a great time to be gathered together, Lord, as, man, you have joined us and your presence is with us, Lord. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. And thank you so much, Lord, for opening our hearts to you, Lord, and gathering us, Lord, as your body, as your bride, Lord, that we can do these things together, Lord. And we thank you so much for Pastor Bill and Danita, Lord, that you've brought them back safely, Lord. And it is good to see him, Lord. It is good to hear what you have for him this morning to share with us, Lord. And so, Lord, this morning, we just say thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that you've given to us, who dwells within us, man, who brings us alive, who helps us to see you and to hear you and to know you and to praise you. We thank you. So we would pray, Lord, you would just have your hand upon this service this morning, upon this campus this morning. Glorify your name in us. Man, honor yourself through us, Lord. Man, that we may bring glory and we may bring joy to the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. As we continue to worship, feel free to remain standing or to be seated.
To see you alive when the darkness
provision, Lord. Would you be the fire within us, Lord? Thank you so much for your presence, for who you are. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
love.